Welcome to the podcast we call Soul Chaser, featuring stories from the book by the same name, Soul Chaser. This is Jordan Rich, and by my side is author Lauren Decker. We want to spend time with you today at soul level, awakening our spirits to the simple and beautiful idea that God is love and love is everywhere.
I saw this once before, a picture in my mind, colors in the air. Sunlight on a field, lovers in a dance, love is everywhere. Love is everywhere.
And now, today's installment of Soul Chaser.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Deering, Lauren's editor. Welcome to Soul Chaser, the podcast, where we read stories from Soul Chaser, the book, and other Lauren Decker stories. Today's story is called Road Trip. This morning I woke up in Florida. A 22-hour drive the day before had landed us here at the home of our friends. We are vacationing. 20-some hours in a car covering over 1,200 miles is an incredible journey. Oh, it isn't like crossing the open prairie in a covered wagon or anything like that. We had the luxury of my Ford SUV to carry us along, but with eight of us crammed in the car, ages 6 months to nearly 60 years, and only making stops for fuel or the occasional potty break, I have to say that I'm proud of my crew. My family travels well. There is something about driving in the darkness, over mile after mile of unfamiliar highway, that alerts one's senses in a unique way. We pay close attention to road signs, knowing one wrong turn could put us somewhere where we really don't want to be. We could easily end up lost in a strange neighborhood or an unfamiliar city. We could suddenly be amongst people who don't have our best interest at heart. And so we hurtle along on the main road, family buckled in. We watch the miles slip away, and eventually we are closer. That means there's more miles behind us than that lie before us. The destination is near. You know, traveling in a crammed automobile reminds us of truth that we must live by. One cannot be selfish when packed in close and tight. Well, you shouldn't be. One demanding attitude can throw a carload into disarray. One discontented child can send the entire family into whining. When this occurs, everyone is forced to focus on the unhappy traveler. Even the driver must change his concentration from the road ahead to try, along with the others, to pacify the needy child's complaint. This could involve a switching of seats, which is difficult to undertake at 65 miles per hour. In worst-case scenarios, we may need to stop the car completely and deal with the problem. Destination is momentarily forgotten in the present effort to settle an inner squabble. In these moments, I'm reminded of church. We in the church have a great set of directions. Jesus left them for us. Love one another as he loved us. Go into the world and make disciples of all nations. We are surely clear on the destination. We are even up to speed on the recommended behavioral practices while on our journey. We have been told to treat others as more important than ourselves. This involves patience and self-control. These are commodities that can run low in close quarters. When the patience gauge is on empty, the only place to fill up is from heaven's supply. These virtues are in abundance there, but we must choose to yield our cranky spirit over to divine nature. There is bound to be a meltdown or two in any church, just as there was on our 1,200-mile trek. Somewhere around mile 1,037, Baby Rory was very hungry, and we were out of infant food, and there was no place to buy more in Hardeeville, South Carolina, at 3 o'clock in the morning. This lack of necessary formula caused him to cry. Crying babies stress parents. Stressed parents can argue with one another, and in a split second, the road was a lost concept, and all focus was on the handling of the crisis in the car. We dispatched an older sibling to attempt to pacify the baby's needs so that we could stay with the flow of traffic rolling along. At church, most of the difficulties we handle are once removed from the real threats that surround us. We tend to things inside the vehicle, while outside there is a 10-car pileup on the freeway. For example, musical styles of worship seem to present more of a pressing problem than, say, global famine. We should be zoning in on the highway dangers and demands, but we are forced to handle squabbles that break out within the car. This takes our minds off the mission and goal, the destination, and causes us to consume our energies on the situation within. While doing so, we may, perhaps, miss an important road sign. We can even get stuck on a side road we never intended to travel. All the while, we are trying to rearrange seating or discipline the wrongdoer. Our focus is off the mark. In this manner, many churches have lost their vision for the journey. Just keeping everyone on board happy becomes the new purpose, not arriving at the destination. So consumed with keeping the family happy are we that contentedness becomes our new goal. Before we know it, we have pulled into a rest area. There, drowsiness overtakes us, and we are resting comfortably. But we are also stopped at a standstill. It would have been better to suffer some discomfort and dispatch an older sibling to deal with the problem, for then we'd still be on the road and making headway. The destination would be getting closer, with more roads behind us than before us. Personal crankiness would have been swallowed up in the chorus of excited voices that call out together, "Are we there yet?" Almost. But we have to keep moving, our eyes on the road.
Love is everywhere. Love is everywhere. This has been Soul Chaser. We hope this program has caused you to consider the vastness of God's love for you. Nothing is going to change that reality, but love can certainly change you. Remember, love is everywhere, and God is love. For more stories with a purpose, pick up a copy of Soul Chaser, Devotions to Anchor the Soul, available on our website, soulchaserbook.com, or find it at amazon.com. This is Jordan Rich for Lauren Decker and Soul Chaser. See you next time.